Don't fall victim to Wall Street tricks. Do these three things instead. In this video, we'll cover why Wall Street wants you to be poor and three underrated actions you can take to achieve financial independence faster. Some of the tips include managing your debt, taking control of your investments, and setting up automation systems. At the end of this video, I'm gonna give you a bonus automation tip so you can take control of your financial future even faster. If you like this video, I've got way more tips and strategies on how you can achieve financial independence sooner than later. So check them out in the description below. Did you know that over 10 million Americans couldn't pass a simple 6-question quiz on basic personal finance concepts? To make things worse, 60% of Americans couldn't afford a surprise $1,000 emergency fund without going into debt. This is all by design because Wall Street programs you to be poor. Because guess what? If you know how to manage your money, they're not gonna have a job. I became fascinated by the financial markets during the 2008 market crash, but I didn't have the confidence to take control of my finances by myself. So I found a money manager and I was like, he's gonna do a better job managing my money because he's the expert. Years later, when I lost my job and I really needed that money to pay rent, I went back to that money manager and said, can I get this money out? And he's like, yep. But remember that 50-page agreement that you signed years ago when you gave us your money? And I'm like, yeah. And he said, in that, you agreed to pay a 75% penalty if you take out your money prematurely. And I'm like, what? That means if you went in with a 100K investment, you would come out with a $25,000. Great investment, right? Not so much. That really pissed me off, and that was the beginning of my obsession with personal finance and taking control of my own financial future. Now, here are three actions you can take to take control of your personal finances. Number one, reevaluate how you use credit cards and debt. Most people use their credit cards to buy stuff to look like they're rich. Here's how I use my credit card. I use credit card for all of my expenses to get points. But here's a trick, because Wall Street thinks that I'm going to forget to pay off my credit card and they're going to charge me with interest. Have you ever heard of compounding? Compound interest also works with your interest payments on your credit card debt. This one time, I forgot to pay off my full amount of my credit card and I only paid the minimum amount and I got penalized for 3 consecutive months after that, even though I quickly fixed that error. Banks think you're gonna use their credit and you're gonna forget to pay it. And they're going to make a lot of money off of you not paying off your credit card every month. But here's where I got them. Not only I use credit cards for all of my expenses, I never ever use cash because I want the points. But at the end of each month, I make sure I pay off my credit card. That's how I literally pay for all of my Amazon shopping with my credit card points. And we shop on Amazon a lot. Most people use debt to buy stuff to look like they're rich. Wealthy people use debt only in 3 instances. Number one, they go into debt to start a business that pays off all of the debt that they had in the past. Number two, they go into debt if they can use the bank money cheaper than their own money. What do I mean by that? Even if the bank charges you, let's say, a 10% interest, but you can put that money into work for you that gives you a 20% interest, even if you use that debt and make that money work for you, 20 minus 10 means you're still 10% ahead. So that's how wealthy people get wealthier, by taking advantage of debt, also called leverage. And the third way wealthy people take advantage of debt is by using credit card points. But here's the catch. They always pay off their credit card debt at the end of the month. So knowing this, how are you going to reevaluate your usage of credit card and debt? Let me know in the comments. Action number two you can take today to take control of your personal finances is educating yourself on your investments and taking control of them. The cool news is online investing is becoming a lot more accessible to ordinary people. You can just invest on an app on your phone. But what has become very popular is investing in index funds. And while investing in index funds is the simplest, easiest way to get you started and is way better than not investing at all, it is still not really personalized to your financial goals and your current financial situation. Personal finance is personal. You cannot take a one-size-fits-all index fund that is really just pushed by 3 or 4 major companies and then apply it to your unique situation, your own unique family situation, your age, and and your goals. Here is how many of our Investiva students hit 100K and even 500K portfolios by value investing in assets that they selected personally, even if they had never invested before. Majority of our students are busy moms who don't even have the time to spare, but they did it, and I believe so can you. While investing can be really tricky and a lot of people lose a lot of money in it, the number one reason they lose money is because they just follow the hype and they don't go into investments that they are actually confident in. Now you might be asking, I don't know anything about investing. How can I gain confidence? And here's my answer. You can start by investing in companies that you already know and love. What are the companies that you're consistently shopping from? What are the companies that no matter what competitor comes along, you're never gonna switch for them? Those are the companies that you already have confidence in, but now you need to switch from a consumer mindset to an investor mindset. If you're always buying their stuff, go and buy their stocks as well. Doing this will allow you to not only support them, but also make money as they grow. Now you might be thinking, Kiana, even if I love that company and I'm confident in them, how do I know when to get in? What if they have a bad month? Do I ride it out or do I sell? That really, really scares me. So here's the cool part about what we call value investing. The first lesson I teach my students is stop looking at the market. Yes, you are in it for the long haul, and that's why you don't care if the market's dropped temporarily for a month or 3 months or even for a year. Some of my best investments, I have been holding on for 8 years and they are now up over 100% and have made me a lot of money. But guess what I had to do during that time, during all of the ups and downs? Be patient. And you can only be patient in companies that you actually trust, love, and are confident in. And that brings us back to why you need to invest only in companies that you're personally confident in. And you might have even had an experience where you invest in something that you really, really loved, and then they tanked, and then you got scared and got out of it. What do you do now? This is where diversification comes in. And again, patience, because over time, big, good companies that are doing something good for the humankind, that are innovative and are in the right place at the right time will always grow. So when you're starting to invest in the company that you're confident in, you have to ask yourself, do I actually have confidence in the future of this company, or am I just riding the hype? And then also you want to have at least 5 companies in your portfolio so that if one of them doesn't really work out well, you still balance it out with the other 4 companies that will do well over time. And if you look at the history of the markets, there are always going to be recessions and pullbacks every 3 to 5 years. But over time, most companies will always go up. And the winners of the game are the ones who are most patient. Write this down. Patience is a profitable virtue. Now I'm curious, what are the 5 companies that you can find that you're going to be confident in investing in? Let me know in the comments below. Action number 3 you can take today to take control of your personal finances, automating your finances and savings as much as possible. One of the best things you can do for your future self is setting aside a set amount to your investment account every single month. Here are 4 breakdowns on how much your money will accumulate to depending on how much you set aside every month. Did you know that if you invest $50 per month for your child the moment they're born, they're gonna hit $1 million after 65 years? That is only $40,000 invested altogether, compounded into $1 million. But what if you don't have a child and you wanna achieve retirement quicker? If you invest $500 per month, you're gonna hit $1 million in your portfolio after 35 years. Now you might be saying, Kiana, I can barely make ends meet. I do not have $500 to invest. Is that really the case? Can you come up with any creative ways that you can maybe not eat out every day? Maybe cut down on those things that make you look rich and invest them in self? The whole idea here is to go from a consumer mindset to an investor mindset and automate it. It's like taxes. It gets out of your account every single month, and eventually you're not even gonna notice it. I promise you that. I did that after I got fired from my job. So if I can do it, so can you. Now let's take it up a notch. If you invest $1,000 per month, you're gonna hit $1 million after 28 years. And get this, if you invest $5,000 per month, you're gonna hit $1 million only in your investment account after after 12 years. So now the question becomes, how can you generate enough cash flow so that you can invest up $5,000 per month? And when you ask yourself empowering questions, you will always find answers. Another automation that has been very powerful for our students has been automating money going from their checking account to their high yield savings account. Try to keep the money in your checking account as low as possible and move the money for your emergency fund into a high yield savings account. So even if that money is not invested for you, at least it's getting a bare minimum interest accumulated and compounded so that it still keeps up with inflation. And last but not least, automate paying off your credit card debt every single month. Compound interest also works on debts. And if your debt on your credit card payment accumulates, it is going to bankrupt you. I didn't know this, but paying the minimum amount doesn't cut it. You have to pay the full statement account for the banks not to slap you with that accumulating interest rate. Now for the bonus automation technique. Once you get comfortable with your investment strategies, you can automate your entry and exit orders with your brokerage account. Using this automation is kind of like a crock pot. You set something called a buy limit order, and your brokerage account will take care of it and can come back and smell the profits. If you feel like you're ready to take your investment strategy to the next level, check out my free masterclass in the description area. The strategies I teach there are exactly what I use to go from $500 to $5 million in net worth in only 8 years, and how I have helped my other students hit 100K and even 500K portfolios in less than 3 years.